When we know that we have been validated by God, we will not be driven by performance. We will not be driven by performance. Because Jesus knew who he was. He could have done any number of things in any situation. Like I said, we know the Bible, we know the word. But he didn't have to show off because he knew who he was. He could have called the angels to come down and save him, legions of them. He didn't have to, he knew who he was. When we find out who we are, the gifts will flow. The gifts will flow. As we surrender to God, God is not going to wrestle you for your body. He is not going to wrestle you for your mind. He is not going to wrestle you for your spirit. He asks you to give it freely. When you allow God to operate and do those things that are pleasing to him, seek those things that are pleasing to him, then he will begin to operate in your life. And he's not going to operate before. He's not going to operate till you give it to him, till you let him drive. He don't want to be, he's not, he like the scripture said, he'd rather for you to be lukewarm than cold. He's not going to be halfway. He either wants you in or out. He either wants you in or out. When you have been validated by God, I will not be arrogant. I will not be arrogant. God is not an arrogant spirit. It's not an arrogant spirit. Just because I might can sing better than you. Oh, I wish you would hand me that mic. She ain't doing nothing with it. God is not an arrogant spirit. He is not an arrogant spirit. And he does not operate. So if anybody's operating in an arrogant spirit, I come to tell you, God is not there. If you are validated by God, I will not be selfish. I will not be selfish. I will not be selfish with my time. I will not be selfish with my money. I will not be selfish with my commitments. I will not be selfish. Because when you're out of place, the whole body is out of place. That's if you're supposed to be here or if you're supposed to be there. Now, if we got an 8-man line at work, and a 7th man is out, that's going to put that line is throwed off. Well, the church operates the same way. And if your gifts are not operating, the church is off. Even in your worship, you can't hold back worship from God. That's selfish. You are made to worship. Now, not for him. He don't need your worship because the angels worship him. He don't need you to worship and tell him who he is. God know who he is. But it's for you. It's for you. It's for you. So if you holding back on your worship, that's selfish. God called us and equipped us with potential, designed with a destiny. He has a destiny. He put a destiny in each and every one of you. He put a destiny in each and every one of you. Stop trying to perform your way into acceptance. You can't perform your way into acceptance for God. You can't please everybody here on earth and get an acceptance to God. Your main purpose should be to please your Father. Your main purpose should be to please your Father. Our
identity, because we don't know our identity. And there's a lot of identity theft going around. People, you know, are scared to pay their bills and stuff, cause get gas and all of that. They scared to even put the cards in the gas machine because they're scared. But the devil, he's doing the same thing. He's stealing your identity. He wants you to forget who you are. He don't want you to remember that you are already predestined. You are created. You were created in the beginning with him. He wants you to forget that. He don't want you to know. When you know and you really know and you really understand what the word says, you are already validated. You're already validated.